Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare a triple preparation, a preparation for Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Shkalim, the first of the four special parshiyos, and of course, it is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, not just any Rosh Chodesh, but the most joyous Rosh Chodesh of the year, Rosh Chodesh Adar. And indeed, let me start with something on the Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. In the Haftarah Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Pasuk says, V'hoya midei chodesh b'chodshay midei Shabbos b'shabbatoy, yavei kol basal ishtachvos, that there will be a time when it will come, in the days of Mashiach, that on every Rosh Chodesh people will go up to be Oyla Regel. Not just on your three regalim. Midei chodesh b'chodshay midei Shabbos b'shabbatoy, some Rishonim means every Shabbos, others understand Yom Tov Nami Yikri Shabbos, that refers to Yom Tov. But certainly, Rosh Chodesh will be a Yom Tov. As a matter of fact, the Torah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh says that if it wasn't for the Chet HaEgel, Rosh Chodesh would be a Yom Tov. And that's why Bizman Hazeh, it's not a Yom Tov. Interesting. Lasid Lavi, there'll be a reason to be El Regel more often than there is now. Certainly that needs some type of a explanation, some type of a biur. I saw a biur, which I hope I'm saying over correctly, but it's, I think, based on the Gra. The Gra is in Brachas Daf Ches. The very famous Gemara there says that when a woman got married, they would ask the husband, Matzah or Matzah? Are you Matzah? Matzah Isha, Matzah type? Did you find a good wife? Or Matzah, which is Matzah, or Maitzi? Maitzi Ani. The Gemara brings a pasuk where a man says, "The isha is marmi mavis. I found a wife that's more bitter than death." So he asks the chassan, "Matza ay maitza? How's your wife?" Well, funny thing to ask a chassan, and much has been said about this. The Gra says that we tell the chassan a message. Matza is past tense. Maitza is haiva, is current tense. Or maitzi is current tense. The nature of a person is that a person always wants new excitement. A person always wants new things. Chiddush excites a person. The stability of a constant joy is something that somebody who is refined, who has values, appreciates more. The younger a person is, or the more flippant a person is, or the more less grounded a person is, the more he has the nature of wanting something new, some new excitement. Children are always looking for new excitement. We tell a man, you want to be happily married? Matzah. If it's okay for you, you found a good wife, you live your life happily with what you accomplished in the past, finding a woman, you'll have a happy life. If you're a mitzi, if you're somebody that needs to find new all the time, new excitement, new joy, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. The stability of a married home is the stability of a home where husband and wife have a relationship that assumes a permanence, assumes a certain boring continuity. It's not a boring continuity. It just lacks excitement. It's a happy continuity. Happiness and excitement are two different things. Some people need excitement. Ay, nebuch. Some people need happiness. Oh, that's wonderful. Happiness is in having a content and happy life. As Isaac de Gra, Rosh Chodesh is not like Yom Tovim. Yom Tovim, every Chag comes to commemorate something. Yom Pesach commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shulis Matan Torah, and Sukkos Yehanani HaKavod. There's a lot to remember, a lot to commemorate, a lot of Divrei Torah to say about each Chag. But Rosh Chodesh, how many Divrei Torah do you have about Rosh Chodesh? Let me ask you. It's not like Pesach, or Shavuos, or Sukkos. Rosh Chodesh is the continuity, making it to the beginning of another month, Baruch Hashem, and moving on in life. Baruch Hashem, we mark the time that we have accomplished, that we've put in the bank. And we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a lifetime to accomplish serving Hashem. Every month we say, Baruch Hashem, one more month in the bank. We served Hashem, we daven with minyan 30 days, three times a day, amazing. We put it in the bank. Every month is an accomplishment, but it's not an excitement. It's not an excitement. When Kai saw sinned at the ego, and their Madrega went down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not ready for the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. I'm going to give you a Yom Tov 12 times a year, plus three regalim, 15 times a year. You're not even going to be excited to see me. You're not going to be excited to be other regal. And guess what? You go down a Madrega. You need something that's chadoshim, something that's new. I don't want to give you. You're going to be afraid of the boring old. You're not a Baal Madrega. And therefore, be Ola Regal three times a year. Mashiach will come. It will be Baal Madrega once again. Some say Midei Shabbos B'Shabbatai. Yaveh Kolbasar. That then we're going to appreciate. It's a Madrega to have a Meino Elam Haba now. It's not Mish Meino Elam Haba when you appreciate what you have on a constant basis. You don't need new all the time. Oh, this is a Madrega. People like Chidushei Torah. It's nice Chidushei Torah. Other people like to have Yediyos and Chazara and know what it says in Shas. That's what really counts. That's what really matters. People like new friends. It's nice to have new friends. People appreciate their old friends, the friends they have. Oh, that's a higher Madrega. Incredible. An explanation of the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. Thinking about it as I say it now, it may explain why after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, it started that a woman has a nida cycle, a cycle she's also to her husband every month, to create some new excitement all the time. Why? Because when you're in a lower madrega, you need excitement all the time. It's nice to be excited. Nice to be excited about learning. It's nice to be excited about Purim. Don't get me wrong. Excitement is an important thing to use. But it's the second most important. The most important thing is happiness. Happiness and the continuity of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Midei chodesh b'chadoshei, midei yom b'yomai. Every single day. And so that's a thought for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Let's talk a little about Parshas Shkolim. Upi Parshas. Parshas Shkolim is at Rosh Chodesh Adar. Coincidentally, it has nothing to do with Mishnah Shinuch Nesadam Arba Mesimcha. It's that Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we have to have money for the new Karbanis of the new year. The new year in the Beis Hamikdash starts, the Shana LeKarbanis begins with Nissan. So the month before, we start collecting Shkolim. What's the month that happens to be Adar? If it would have been Shvat, it would have been a different month. We collect then. The Pashta certainly is. The Mishnah's Adar has nothing to do. However, we know there are no coincidences. And the correct understanding is the understanding that when a Jew, when a Yid gives, he gives of his money to others, when he gives money, he's joyful. In Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perakov Tes, Pasuk Tes, Vayismechu Ha'om al Hisnadvusam. The people were overjoyed that they gave money. Until you give it, it's hard. But when a person gives money, there's an excitement. There's a joy. A Yid has joy when he gives. Kadosh Baruch Hu sold Moshe matbeya shalesh, money that's fire. It's given, like Rosh Hashanah writes, teichei rotzof ava. The donations of Beis Hamikdash, they're donations of love. They're a brenedik of love, a fire dik of love. It's a simcha in a person giving. A simcha in a person giving. There was a secular Jew, a well-known Jew, who was a tremendous philanthropist. In an interview, he was asked why he gives away so much money. He says, why do you give away so much money? That's what Jews do. That's what Jews do. I remember when Reagan was president in the 80s. And I was a Carl Jung man. He said that charities should take over a lot of the government benefits to poor people. Charities should do it. And then I remember they published his tax returns. Me, a Carl Jung man. And he, the president, with all his income, gave the same amount to charity that year, roughly the same amount. Incredible. All right, that's what Jews do. Vayismechu am al esnadvusam. Parsha Shkolim comes in shenichnas ador marbe mesimcha. Purim has become synonymous with giving tzedakah. Because when Jews are happy, they give tzedakah. When Jews give tzedakah, then Jews are happy. That's Parsha Shkolim. Shnichtas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. We give of our money, we give of our time, we give our homes. There's nobody like Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Nishal, where do you have people like Klal Yisrael? They work hard. They earn money. They give it away with a joy, with a happiness, with a simcha. Ah, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, month of great tzedakah. So a thought for Shchedish, a thought for Parsha Shkolim, and I can't leave it without something on Mishpatim. So let me mention to you a fascinating shaila. I was reading, and I recently gave a shiur, about the establishment of the neighborhoods outside of Yerushalayim. Nachas Shiva, Me'er Sha'arim, Matzah Shabbos, I gave a shiur, and I mentioned Rabbi Yosef Rivlin, who, as yet a bacher, was the force behind the spreading of the Jews. Do you know that until the 1870s, Jews only lived in the walled city? There were nobody outside. The New Jerusalem didn't exist. He was one of the forces. So he brings the following incident. He says that in Yerushalayim, people were excited. They gave money to the new yeshuvim, but there was a miser in Yerushalayim, the old city. A rich man who had no family, lived himself, he wouldn't give away a penny. There are people like that, Nebuch, it's an illness. He called Rabbi Yosef Rivlin to his house as he was dying, in his final illness. And he said to him, see this bag I have, I think the number was 320 or 300, filled in Napoleon. Now, I don't know what Napoleons are beyond something you eat, but I've read that a Napoleon is a year's salary. It's a lot of money. 320 golden Napoleons. He said, I want you to take this bag of Napoleons, and when they bury me, put it under my head. Bury me that way. He had no relatives, no known relatives to leave it to. He wanted to be buried with it, and the man died. So what's related in the history books is that Rabbi Yosef Rivlin put it under his head, and then took it out and used it to buy karka, land, for part of the new yishuv of Yerushalayim. When I read it, I was shocked. I didn't understand it. The answer is, I believe, the following, a big yisayid. Those of you who are in Shir here in Torah V'Das will have heard this from me. A big yisayid. That words without a kinyan are nothing. If someone says to you, if I win the lottery, I'll split it with you, and then he wins the lottery, he can tell you, you know, I changed my mind. What do you mean you changed my mind? What do you mean you changed? You told me. Yeah, but you can change your mind. If you want it to be binding, make sure you do a kinyan. You got to do the right kinyan. You got to pick up the lottery ticket and be kind of it. Without a kinyan, a person can change his mind. When somebody is dying and he gives money away, it may be, like some rishayim, whatever he says is like a kinyan. That's only if he gives the money away. If he says, I'm giving it to Reuven, so you have to listen to him, perhaps, according to his rishayim, you have to listen to him and give it to Reuven. But here there was no kinyan. He didn't say, give the money to anybody. He said, do something, put it under my head. If somebody is dying, says, do something, you're not obligated to do it. You don't argue with him before he's dying. You're not obligated to do it. And therefore, he wasn't even obligated to put it under his head for a moment. It would be like all money that falls to the Bezdin, the man who has no Yershin. And apparently, that was the hanhag of the Bezdin, to give it to Tzarchi Tzibor. And Mimela, that is an explanation of that story, I believe. I didn't see the Psak Halacha. I believe that's what it comes from. And the aside that when somebody tells you he'll do something for you, someone tells you he'll give you a job, someone tells you he'll rent your apartment, whatever he tells you and he changes his mind, guess what? Don't have tightness to him. A man is allowed to change his mind. There are people who are under Madrega that they say something is like gold, they won't change their mind. But a man is allowed to change his mind, certainly if new circumstances come up. Don't have complaints to him. You want it to be binding? Do a proper kinyan. And so, we squeezed in a chesh mishpat shayla in honor of Parshas Mishpatim, a tzedakah varet in honor of Parshas Shkolim, and a midei chedesh b'chatshe idea in honor of Shabbos Rosh Chedesh. It's going to be a wonderful, extraordinary Shabbos Rosh Chedesh, and a wonderful Adar full of simcha. It'll be a month where Mitzvah Hashem Eretz Yisrael will open up. People have refuahs and yeshuahs. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sent us the vaccine that we should have betachin in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that there's an emtzai, a place for the bracha to be chal b'derech hateva. And Mitzvah Hashem, the bracha will be chal, is being chal. Refuahs Yeshua is full of Klal Yisrael. A guten Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.